Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
So I gotta be real with you guys. You look like f***ing clowns.
My Stephanie Giramato.
Welcome to Clown University, everyone.
Yeah.
We're here.
She's starting.
She's cracking already. Yes. Welcome back, everyone, to another week of pain and misery.
And clownery.
We're getting things started this week with a little first look. First honk of the nose. From Miss Stephanie Germanotta, Lady Gaga, in Joker 2. First photo from the highly anticipated musical influenced and or inspired Folie à Deux 2024. She is starring.
Folie à Ducks.
Folie à Ducks. You better folie that fucking duck walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about this until the photo happened.
It was like
it's
jump scare.
That's right.
Jump scare.
Yeah.
On the timeline. Somebody said they were at the Tovlo concert, and there was like all these lit up phones and they couldn't figure out what it was, and it was gays looking at this first look photo.
No phones, just vibes.
No phones, just clowns. Yes. Well, so begins what we are terrified to come, the press tour for Joker 2.
I'm actually excited for this press tour because it's what I know of the Joker, which is practically nothing.
Yeah.
I feel like it's unhinged.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for it.
Considering how she behaved for a true story about like crime and murder, to go to like comic book over the top murderous drama thriller, we're going to get a lot of content, to say the very least. I'm guessing practical jokes on set. Pranks, 10 months spent at clown school.
Stunts.
She's going to get a tattoo of a clown nose somewhere. It's going to be a lot. But I am glad that we can finally see the origins of the applause single cover art. Applaud.
Okay, so what is like the gist of Joker in like two sentences? Because I know of like the Penguin, and I know who the Joker is, and I know there's like Batman. Catwoman outsold.
Right, Catwoman outsold, yes.
So, like, where does she fall in this? Because, like, the girl I think that she's playing,
Harley Quinn,
looks like Christina in Your Body.
Yeah.
So that's all. And she's in Fortnite. That's all I know about her.
That's all you got to know, really. Yep. That's pretty much all you got to know. So basically, this is the origin story of the Joker. Well, the first movie was this flop stand-up comic who went into madness, basically. And in this follow-up, we're going to get Harley Quinn, who is a psychiatrist who falls in love with the Joker's character.
Oh.
And basically, yeah, they're a tag team from hell.
Is it set in New York?
Well,
or
it's
Gotham City.
Gotham City, so basically, sort of.
Got it.
I'm pretty rusty on the details as well, but yeah, that's basically where we're at. So we've seen her played by Margot Robbie, and now this is the torch passing to Gaga. And Margot's given her blessing. She said she's excited to see. She might regret that. But yeah, that's basically where we're at. We'll definitely see it. It's okay if you don't have any concept of comic book movies, because that's fine. Yeah, it's fine. And this one especially is going to be unhinged because they're saying it's going to be a musical or musical based.
Oh.
So.
It wasn't love. Interesting. Well, yeah. I still haven't seen Star is Born, so.
Well.
It took me 20 years to see Glitter. So, anyway.
This is A Clown is Born, so.
That would be a fun movie.
And this is what this is.
Yeah.
It's a double feature. Well, we'll get you caught up on the DC Extended Cinematic Universe by the time this comes out in 2024.
No, thanks. I see enough of them in Fortnite.
I see enough of them in my daily life.
Yeah, I just get like headshot by like a Spider-Man and then I rage.
Yeah. Well, don't, the comic book stands are going to rise up against you. That's Marvel.
I have opinion. I'm going to keep my mouth shut, but.
About comic books?
I do.
Okay.
I just think like straight people love to like go after drag queens, but like you are like, what's the difference? Like you're standing a man in like a fucking cat suit with like horns. What's the difference?
Oh, yeah. When they're not,
but you're
standing,
like attacking, like drag queens are being like villainized and attacked across this country, and like you stand a man in like a fucking spider costume.
Uh huh.
What? Anyway, I digress.
I mean, it's true.
Just
when they're not standing men in their underwear.
Yeah.
In wrestling.
Now we
drag
said
personas.
It. Literally, what's the difference? WWE is all drag queens.
Yes.
Like,
it's all the same thing.
Anyway, off my soapbox.
And to be clear, we do not believe that every comic book stan hates drag queens.
No.
Also, there's a large section of gays who love both.
Yeah. I just casted a very...
You did. It was a wide net. It was a wide net. We definitely have a lot of Marvel / comic book stans who also love drag queens.
Yeah. Including, it just feels homophobic when like I'm in Fortnite and I'm dressed as Ariana and then like a Batman just like shoots me in the head. You know what I mean? I'm like, ah.
This sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah.
It might be something that you need to work out.
Anyway.
Well, speaking of clowns, actually, this is a elongated segment on this week's episode.
The mother clown.
Mother clown. Well, Rolling Stone, hot off the clown press of doing the best vocal.
It's just like printing out issues.
Where is that sound of James Charles going to clown school?
That's a RuPaul song. It's the realness. It's like dun, 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 the realness.
Hot off the clown press.
James Charles, speaking of clown.
Yeah.
I blame TikTok for this. I had that song. When he was the video where he's sitting on the sidewalk and he's like, Sumia, was stuck in my head for like 48 hours this week. And I was like, please.
That's a curse.
Where are the aliens to shoot me out of the sky?
That's like, the curse. Or maybe that is what the balloon aliens are doing.
Yeah.
They're beaming down James Charles to you.
You believe God from the Chinese spy balloon. Just James Charles discography.
They're beaming down TikTok and James Charles discography into our brains. Anyway, hot off the clown press, Rolling Stone, after doing that flop Best Vocalists of All Time list where they left out Celine Dion entirely. We talked about it.
I think so.
We did. Now they're back at it with a genuinely horrible albums list where they picked, to be fair, legends and icons, and they picked their worst album, which isn't a terrible concept. It's interesting because they're saying they're legends, but they have had, you know, a miss in their discography. That's kind of an interesting conversation. However, they misfired, in my opinion, with a very boring pick. I may be a little bit biased, but on this list, which was largely men, very boring, lots of men, they had Madonna.
Heard of her.
And their pick for Madonna's genuinely horrible album, which already is like, relax. Like,
that's so dramatic.
That's so dramatic.
It's not just horrible. It's genuinely horrible.
They picked American Life, which is just objectively wrong. I may have made a comment about it on Twitter, which I always regret doing. However, it did, it riled up the girls, but mostly in my direction. However, I elected to say that her weakest album, in my opinion, might be MDNE.
What?
Yes. However, I could see arguments for later albums, Rebel Heart and Madam X. I can see it.
Yeah, MDNA is genuinely better than both of them, in my opinion.
Well, in my other opinion, here's my thing. It is entirely listenable. I just find it to be perhaps her most generic. In a oeuvre where every album is very Madonna, I feel like that album is the most possible to be recorded by anybody.
Okay, fair.
And for me, my whole thing is like, I like inspired Madonna, whether it's a flop or it's amazing. And I felt her least engaged in that album, arguably, and Rebel Heart. She had complained about too many cooks in the kitchen with Rebel Heart, too many songwriters. It leaked. The Israeli guy leaked it and went to jail. Like, there was a whole thing with that, and she changed the demos. That was also a rough patch. But yeah, I felt MDNA, she was working on WE, the movie. She was a little distracted. I felt like her heart wasn't quite in it. She wanted to dance, and don't we all? But I guess from a inspiration standpoint, I was like, okay, maybe it's her least, obviously she's the queen of pop album.
Fair.
You know, at least with Madam X, which is very difficult at times to listen to, I feel like she was really, really re-energized and inspired and took a lot of world music and had a lot of opinions.
Yeah, there was a concept. There
was a concept.
It was like deep.
And the other thing, which I know some of the girls in the chat agree with, is I like a strong visual concept. And besides the MDNA cover, which is like that glass, I didn't feel like MDNA had a very clear aesthetic.
True.
Compared to other albums. Like Madam X has that. Rebel Heart, okay, fine, with the sword and queen. But everything else before it has always had a really defined aesthetic. So I think in my opinion, it's just like kind of a weak visual. And I mean, it's still like a 10-10. I'm very biased. Like, I love every album. And I'll listen to it and I love the album. But I just feel like it's the least maybe uniquely Madonna album.
Now that you say that, it is true. It doesn't really have like, it's Joanne hat.
Right.
You know?
No.
Other than the cover.
And it's like an EDM dance album, which slay. But again, like, I feel like anybody kind of could have done that album, whereas a lot of other ones are more unique. So,
true. Well, a lot of the girls don't make it that many albums.
They sure
saying,
don't. They
so.
Sure don't. And again, I still think it's a 10 out of 10 in my world. So it's not like I don't like the album.
In 40 years, you're bound to have one that's genuinely horrible. I think that's a compliment.
Exactly.
Also, it's so wrong. Like, the bridge of Die Another Day is one of the best bridges in Sonic history.
Like, an album that has Die Another Day can't be the worst album.
No.
It just can't. Because that's the other thing is, like, MDNA is really good, but it has no high of that degree. It doesn't have a song where you're like, undeniably, that's an amazing album. They're great. All of them are great songs, but I don't think they have highs like Hollywood, Die Another Day, Love Profusion, Nothing Fails, in my opinion, which is the unsung sequel to Like a Prayer. I'll get off my church pew now. But in any case, their criticism also was like really boring and like, oh, we don't want political folk Madonna. And I'm like, then you don't really understand the concept of Madonna. So in any case, I am done. And you know who else is done?
Oh.
Another queen of pop.
She's tired.
I know.
Like MDNA recording sessions, somebody else is really tired. And it is
us.
And Miss Duff, Hillary, is still tired, still done with music, and made it very clear once again with yet another just devastating.
I know. It really is devastating.
It didn't have to be like this.
No.
She did a little...
It was so hurtful what she just did to me.
So hurtful. She did another interview, Q&A, where she was asked about the future of the music. And she was like, I mean, never say never, but I don't really understand how that could fit into my life right now.
I don't know. Get a calendar.
I don't know. Maybe that? How about your living room your producer husband?
Let's talk about the husband.
She did talk about the husband
in
the answer.
Did you say let's talk about the husband?
She literally did. She said, I have an amazing producer husband. And it's like,
we know.
Literally roll out of bed. Or not even. He'll bring the mic to your bed and just say, ha, ha. And you can auto-tune that and melodyne it to infinity.
Literally, if I had a husband like that, I would have an album.
Exactly.
You could not get enough of me.
No.
I'd be like, you're melodyning me all day, every day.
It's so crazy. It's like, it's right there. The studio's in your home.
Yeah. I still need to release my melodyned cover of I'll Do It by Heidi Montag.
You do, actually. It goes off.
Genuinely, but now you, slay.
I guess re-record Breathe In, Breathe Out, because she won't. So you might as well
do
Kyle's
to,
version.
I do have to lay a couple more vocals down on it.
Yeah. You know what? Some people are willing to. Others are not. I guess, all right, fine. But like, never say never. This is what dreams are not made of.
No, she's tired of it.
She is tired.
Well, I don't know if I need new music from Hillary.
I know.
But like,
I did think that.
I mean, I would love it, obviously. But... something I think would be cool. Do you remember when she did Most Wanted and there was like that Come Clean,
Beat of My Heart?
Yeah.
Come Clean.
I feel like it could
be
cool if someone took it. I'm kind of like pitching myself a little bit here, but like someone took one of the old tracks and gave it the 2023 version.
Oh, of course.
You know, like Come Clean, but
yeah,
the 2023 mix.
If she was more, this is the thing that's so annoying. Like if she were more more celebratory of her work, she could have people do the work for her.
Yeah,
have the 2023 mix, have the 20th anniversary issue of a vinyl. Like, we've got so many queen. Like, Kylie is truly the queen of celebrating every anniversary of every song. I just let people do it for you if you're not gonna.
Literally, on Most Wanted, it is Come Clean Remix 2005 is the title of it,
which was like
by
a
Chris
random...
Cox. Oh. And this is a slay.
Yeah,
but you could do that for. I wouldn't put like 2023 in the title because that's like very like fan demanded Pride edition version.
Sure.
You know, ahead of its time in parentheses.
I guess but it does kind of tell you like, oh, this is the new version.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wouldn't be the worst.
Yeah. The gays would play it out.
Of course.
You could mix it. Give it like higher BPM. 128.
Of course.
To 132.
Do the Sparks. I'm aware gays like it. Remix.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, you'll do a whole remix and she won't even retweet.
No.
She's tired.
I know.
She's too tired to retweet.
I'm still doing it. There's nothing worse than spending like a week or two on a remix and then getting a See You in Court copyright takedown.
Well.
So, Hillary, you know what? I'm tired too and I still do it. I'll do it.
Hope you love How I Met Your Father.
Yeah. We won't be watching. I actually don't watch her acting.
I don't either. And it's so
I don't
funny.
Watch anyone's acting.
I was talking to somebody about this, how fascinating it is that... Did you watch Hannah Montana?
No.
Did you watch Lizzie
well,
McGuire?
I've seen it.
Okay.
Because, well, I'm not going to call her out, but like one of my college friends was obsessed. So whenever I would go to her dorm, it was always Disney Channel.
Did you watch Lizzie McGuire?
Some of it.
Okay. I have not watched either, but it's fascinating to me that people have an idea of those girls as like characters.
Oh.
Like they grew up with them as characters. That's a whole nother level of like having them in your house every night and seeing them on the shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fascinating to me.
No, after WWF, I switched over to Queens of Pop fully.
The journey many people have taken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've only known the music side. Yeah. I'm sure.
I watched Fraggle Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Some of them are.
Or like Eureka's Castle, like Queen of Pop.
Eureka,
right?
Should go off with an EDM banger.
Yeah. She was the Madonna of my time.
She really was. She absolutely was. But I mean, if she's loving the acting, do the acting. Go ahead.
I'm sure it pays better, so I don't blame
her.
Well,
that's the other thing is truly this music is the last frontier for, I guess, making money. So
yeah.
Yeah. Unless you've got a fashion line and a beauty line and everything else.
Makeup palette.
Uh-huh. Doesn't make money anymore.
No.
Or you tie it into a franchise, you know, get those streams, those syncs with ads, TV, and movies, including somebody else has a new sync, a new scream. Queen of Scream, truly. An appropriate pair out.
Nobody was killed?
Nobody was killed at Stonewall.
Ghost-faced, meet Demi Lovato.
Hey.
Hey. I almost died. I called this number. So Demi Lovato tweeted out a phone number.
Oh.
And was like, call me. And you pick it up and Ghostface goes, hello, Lovatic.
No. Yes. Let's call it right now.
Yes.
Is it still online? Let's
I
call it.
I think it must still be. It kills me. I wasn't expecting it.
1-800-COOL-FOR-THE-SUMMER.
1-800-COOL-FOR-THE-SUMMER. I think it's still 214.
Let's give her a ring.
Yeah. Okay, 214.
Hello, Lovatic. Do you like scary movies? What about your favorite artist's song in a scary movie? Let me give you something to sink your teeth in. Let's run.
Let's slay it.
There's nothing wrong with being confident, sweetie.
What's wrong with being confident, Mr. Ghostface? Yeah.
Why
so...
didn't you stream anywhere, bitch? Tell me you stab me. This song was number one for 50 fucking weeks.
Oh, we need BB in a scream.
Oh my God.
Missed opportunity, but we do have Demi. Still Alive, first single, co-written by Mike Shinoda of Linkin Park fame. Throwback.
Oh.
Yeah. Coming out soon. First lead single from Scream 6, which is pretty surprising. They don't really do, you know, like a pop girl tie-in.
Yeah.
It's like scoring, but yeah.
What a privileged song title.
Still Alive. Yeah. So we also got the cover art, which was a sleigh because it's the same as all the character posters. I thought that was cool. Very excited. This is 2 weeks away at this point. The promo's out of control.
Is she in the movie?
I don't think so, but I would die if she's in the movie.
Is this going to be like the final song?
I think it'll be a credits song.
Gotcha.
I think it would be pretty distracting to have this in the movie, but maybe.
It's going
to
be whoever makes it at the end.
Yeah.
It's like just walking down the street.
She's still alive.
Yeah.
Possibly.
I would have chosen Celine Dion.
Yeah.
I'm Alive. That would have been a bop.
That would have been good, obviously. But I'm looking forward to it. It's already the best selling whatever Scream based on like pre-sales of tickets.
Oh.
Yeah. We got to catch you up. Five.
I know.
Five movies.
Five
one
movies.
Day. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. We'll just do a little
binge. I just don't want to see like blood.
Well, you know I don't, but somehow I can handle this. Although I watched through the fingers, you know, the first time.
Yeah,
I'm a little
no.
bitch about it, but they're just so good. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. Or you can maybe watch one of those really quick recap YouTubes where they do like, and this happens and this happens, and they don't show you that much.
Right, because you can't put that on YouTube.
Yeah, so that could be good, actually.
They need to put out like PG-13 editions.
Yeah.
Of everything.
Censorship tea, Kyle.
Yeah. I don't want to see needles and I don't want to see blood.
Well, you know I don't like it in real life.
No.
I always pass out during a blood draw, but somehow I can handle Scream. Go figure.
But I want to see it because it's New York and I love anything that's filmed in New York.
I love New York.
Yeah. I don't like cities, but like I love I Am Legend. Like I remember going and watching them film.
Yeah.
In Washington Square Park with all the fake trees. Mm-hmm. And Yeah, like I'm all like she's a city girl, you know.
I think maybe yeah, you will appreciate. You could watch it to be fair without knowing anything else. That's true. That is true. You could watch it with no other knowledge. You just won't appreciate all the references, but you would still enjoy it.
Right, the lore.
The lore, the canon.
Yeah.
It's okay though. Well, while Ghostface is running around running amok in the city,
someone else was screaming.
Is giving a yuck.
On Friday night.
I was not here for this.
No, but I've seen the videos and like the updates all over the socials this week.
Well, why don't you tell everybody what that is?
Well, Queen of Pop, Luann de Lesseps, cease and desist chanteuse, performing her Countess Cabaret
yeah.
at Studio 54, like something 54 below. I forget what it's called.
Yes.
Like
Studio 54.
I think I just combined like five you below did. And Studio 54 in one.
Well, whatever. Five below is like the dollar store.
Yeah, it's something like that. It's 54 something.
No, yeah, because
I think it's on 54th Street.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm
the concept for the video circus is basically about, you know, a circus.
Yes, that's where they have one person shows and things like that.
Yeah.
I have been.
So she was performing and a fan wrote in and said that a girl threw up all over Luann during her cabaret show. And she confirmed it.
Was it Ramona?
Six. No. Could you imagine? And also Dorinda was there.
Was it Dorinda?
No, it wasn't Dorinda. But there was like a video of Dorinda giving like this little speech during it.
Oh my God.
And the streets are saying that Dorinda was escorted out, allegedly.
So it could be her.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There was some kind of a drama that went down.
I can't imagine that happening at a Countess Luann show.
Yeah. But she did confirm that a fan threw up all over her during her cabaret.
Oh, wow.
Well, I have an exclusive new Luann single for everyone.
I hope you keep on serving cunt. Keep on serving cunt, 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 cunt. Keep on serving cunt, 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 cunt.
Okay.
Keep on serving cunt, 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 cunt. Keep on serving cunt, cunt, cunt. Okay.
I was depressed the other night. I needed a laugh. I was really inspired by the Rihanna Super Bowl.
I wasn't ready.
I was like, I was trying to recreate like the Super Bowl. And I was like, this would sound fun in here.
That is about to be inserted into every drag montage medley around New York. Oh, absolutely.
I hope.
Oh,
Luann, call me, we'll add it to your set.
She might. That's a good warm-up song.
Okay. I love Luann.
She is hilarious.
I feel like I am Luann.
Kind of.
Yeah. Like, she is my spirit
you
animal.
You both have served cease and desist.
We've both been intoxicated singing.
Yep. Arrested.
No. Well, did that count? Kind of.
Uh-huh. It's different.
I didn't assault a cop. But well, anyway.
Speaking of track records.
Well, speaking of drag queens.
Right.
Oh, wait, you can't say it. I feel like it's like problematic now to say it. But
yeah.
Like,
in any case, speaking of
RuPaul's Drag Race.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
When is Luann going to be a judge?
A good question.
Yeah.
We do need more housewives on that show.
There needs to at least be a Luann song and a lip sync.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they had plenty of lip syncs to fill this week.
Okay. We need to talk about song selection and who specifically... Which member of Fifth Harmony is holding a gun at RuPaul's head?
Yeah.
Rula Perusa.
Sure, something like that.
Lollapalooza. Not one, but two songs featuring Camila Cabello. You know, I don't know who does the budgets down there, what kind of money they got. And this is not even the first time that we've heard Fifth Harmony's Fell in Love with a Monster.
No.
It was weird enough the first time, but to do it again?
Okay, I'm looking that one up.
And no less, like, during one of the legendary lip syncs that everyone's going to be talking about. Now it's associated with this flopped Hotel Transylvania 2 soundtrack song.
Which makes it even better.
It does.
That's why it's even more iconic.
It really is. Yeah, we had the Battle Royale. We're like midway through Drag Race, so we have them lip sync for their lives. Got a little weird, the judging.
Yeah.
There were choices made. Saves made.
I loved that save, though. That was the right choice.
It was iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Spice. You never know who's listening to the pod.
She deserved to stay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but like Jack should have gone home second week. Oh, I said it.
You did say it. And I will say that Jax is incredible.
Yes.
At Night
yes,
of a Thousand, yes, yes. It's $3 bill. But for whatever reason, or be it the editing gods or what have you, it was not translating on RuPaul's Drag Race, which is common.
But that's what happens with Drag Race. It's like not everyone needs to be an actress.
No.
I don't need every drag queen to be a singer. I don't need
or
every
a reality
drag queen
TV
to be,
star.
Yeah, you don't need to be all 10. If you are, that's great. I mean, that's great. Slay for you. Like, yeah. You can literally do anything, but I don't need that.
I don't need that at all.
You can be a pageant girl and just give me looks.
You could sit in front of a microphone and talk about mayonnaise at Subway.
Yeah.
All I need.
Literally all over the sandwich.
Swirling a drink like this and going, yes, bitch, yes, girl.
But I don't think everyone needs to be everything. But yeah, Jax performing ate the entire cast up.
Right.
But for the show as a whole, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, I'm not being like.
No, I know.
Yeah.
You need
like
the twins.
Bianca Del Rio is my all-time favorite drag queen.
Right.
Do I ever want to see Bianca lip sync?
No.
No. Do I want her to drag me for all filth?
Easily.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Rip me to shreds, please.
Uh-huh.
But I don't need you to dance. I don't need you to sing.
No. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. You don't have to be everything everywhere all at once to me.
Yeah, I still need to watch that before the Oscars.
Oh, well, you've dragged yourself. Yes, you do. Yeah, we did see that and we saw some fashion down the runway as well.
They need to give Sasha Colby the crown like tomorrow.
It's kind
honestly.
It's kind of over. However, I will say I do love Mistress and Anitra as well.
Yes.
And if they do ultimately decide to give to one of them because Sasha is Sasha, I also won't be mad.
No.
Because I'm like, give her every episode, every check of every episode, obviously make her go to the finale. But she's so mother that it's kind of fine. That's why I'm like, yes, crown her, but also she'll be fine. Whereas maybe the crown will be better served to somebody who's unexpected, unknown, you know, like a Mistress or an Anitra.
I also love RuPaul watching Sasha because you can tell that genuinely, she's not doing like the RuPaul laugh, you know,
oh, yeah.
But that it's like she's genuinely gagged. She loves it. And
this is a potential mother.
Yeah.
It is already an established mother.
Mm.
Oh, God, I love her so much.
And the season's good.
It's good.
I'm enjoying it a lot.
It's got a lot of different varieties of drag queens, a lot of flavor, spice, sugar, different flavors like that. One criticism is they really should have kept the twins for more of the storyline. To have twins and have them go out so soon, or one of them go out so soon, is like, I would have kept it a little longer, but still entertaining.
I thought there was going to be a twist where they were going to be like, surprise, all of the eliminated queens are going to compete for a spot back in.
I thought they've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not so much.
The twist didn't make sense to me.
Not really.
You know, when does it ever?
No, they want an excuse to get Jax out. That's kind of what they did.
That's what it felt like. It was like, how many ways can we puzzle this out?
Yeah.
I miss the days of the chocolate.
I do miss the chocolate.
That would have been funny if it was like, here's the twist, and there was like 10 different ones. And then at the end, it was just like, and now we're giving you all chocolate bars, and then we're going to roll the dice, and then we're going to do
this. A panel of eliminated queens will then vote.
Then we're sending you to an island.
And then the pork chop loading dock.
We say that now, and it'll probably happen next
season. Oh, yeah, it sure will. And I'll love it. I always do.
Also, I will have to confess something.
Oh, God. Whose DMs did you slide into?
No one's. Okay. I don't do that. No one's interested. I watched Real Friends of WeHo this week.
Oh well, who's surprised?
God.
Joey's the Zug.
I know.
Your man.
No. Well, I just, again, I was like, because I have to. I didn't watch it last week. I genuinely didn't. So I didn't know what was going on.
Yep.
But there was like a game. They did a game night. And Todrick was like, you know, the best thing about game night is we all get together and we like learn about each other. And you can tell that they have never met in their lives.
That is painful.
Yeah.
When the viewer numbers come out next week and it just says two, yeah, and it's you and Todrick.
Honestly, I didn't want to get up.
Every week.
MTV, this is a problem that I have with you. You don't allow Chromecast.
Oh.
So I have to hook the HDMI cable. This is a me problem. I have to hook the HDMI cable into my laptop, and I don't want to get up.
I think we experienced that problem at the viewing party, so yeah. Now that makes sense.
And it was over there because the cable.
It's
was
been
like,
a lot of issues with MTV in general.
Yeah.
Let's just bring it back to VH1, because this is not happening. Oh.
Also, I'm going to step on my soapbox here again, briefly.
Oh, here.
RuPaul, I'm going to need you to say something about what's happening in the country a little bit with the anti-drag laws and the attacks on people. I think it's about time.
Oh.
Because there's shit going down this week, and I think we need some of the very, what's the word, highly platformed people with a...
Prominent.
Yes, prominent figures in the drag community.
Yeah.
To start speaking up.
Well...
Okay, I'm stepping back down now.
If you can get in touch with her, she's likely on the fracking ranch. But we'll see. She's tired. She's busy. We'll have to see. No,
everyone is. No excuse.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Smoke signal her. Send a message up in an alien balloon.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
While we're on the runway, shall we... segue over to a little segment that we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Queen of the Super Bowl, queen of fashion, queen of music, queen of everything, the Right Honorable Rihanna Fenty for British Vogue.
British Vogue.
Slay!
British Vogue outselling American Vogue yet again.
Yeah.
Effortlessly so. Yes, we, moments after the Super Bowl pandemonium died down, got a cover of Rihanna, ASAP, and Bobby.
The Bobby reveal.
Bobby debut. We did get a TikTok of Bobby, but now we have Bobby's first cover. British Vogue, not bad. And the other Bobby has already performed the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I think this is a fantastic cover.
It's so good.
Strong, and it's meaningful and powerful. I love that she's guiding him by the hand and he's holding the baby. It's very much a flip on the narrative.
Power bitch moves.
Power bitch moves. Bitch better have my money. I really love it. And I think it was a slay. It was a fantastic cover. Also, she did speak about the album. I wish
this was a really good interview overall.
Yeah, there was more.
Yeah. But she did talk about the album and she says, quote, I want it to be this year. Like, honestly, it'd be ridiculous if it's not this year. But I just want to have fun. I just want to make music and make videos. You're a liar.
You're a liar. You lie.
You lied.
A lot.
$29.
Yeah. I wish she just wouldn't mention the album at all. Maybe just be like, I'm done because I'm incredibly rich and that's fine. You know, like, why even bother?
Yeah.
I have my own theories or I guess desires for the album. I would like it at this point to be like a triple album. I mentioned in the Discord, I would love, she's said she wanted to do something reggae. She's also a mainstream pop girl. And maybe she has this experimental record as well that she does with like one producer.
Electronic.
Electronic, sure. But at this point, rather than trying to satisfy a million things in one album, which feels really stressful because she knows how much pressure is coming off of this, why not put out a couple bodies of work at the same time? You get different vibes, different genres. It's less pressure than a perfect album.
Like Back to Basics.
Exactly. Like
maybe
Back to Basics.
Maybe it was too ahead of its time for certain people.
That's what they're always saying.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be cool to put out a couple records at once and take the heat off of it. This has to be the follow-up album. I don't know. Thought that could be cool. Not that we're ever getting anything.
I know. Although I will say, because in the interview she mentioned, or they mentioned, the interviewer, Vogue, said that she didn't know she was pregnant when she signed on to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I maybe do believe her a little bit that it could have come this year.
Agreed. And I do think the rumblings of the tour probably were legitimate too until the baby. That I'm more willing to believe that.
Same, because that takes time to...
I kind of don't think you do the Super Bowl unless you've got a tour, because where do you transfer that money? A lot of people were like, what the hell is she promoting? And to a degree, she's still going to be fine because it's going to promote Fenty Beauty and everything else.
Did you see those numbers?
833% up in searches immediately. All for that blah, blah, blah.
Literally.
So she's fine, but I think you don't do the Super Bowl unless you've got a tour planned.
Yeah.
Because that's where money is in music. It's silly to do this for streaming royalties. So I believe that generally, that there was something bigger afoot that cannot happen now because of baby two. It's fine. She's also a billionaire, so I don't think she's crying.
No, I think she's fine.
She might be fine.
I did love, did you see Kelly Clarkson was talking about the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
And how she was there. And she's like, and I saw the baby bump, and I thought, wow, her fans are going to be so mad. She started laughing, and I was like, she knows.
She does know.
Yeah, that was
she
cute.
Gets it. That's really funny. Yeah. And they were. But happy.
Yeah. Well, do we have any more post, you know, the week after Fallout, if you will? If you get it, you get it.
Mm-hmm. Watch it all fall out.
Well, like Fallout, like on a makeup palette. You know?
That too.
Yeah. Things I'm really educated on.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Shout out to the ASL interpreter who has gone viral. Eight, first of all.
Served.
Is absolutely going viral. I think that in as the dust and the Fenty powder settles, I can really appreciate it as a great show from a, I don't know how many month pregnant superstar. And we talked about that in the main episode last week too. Versus, you know, expecting a lot more out of her, maybe.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a great, simple but clean.
Agreed. I also loved the behind the scenes stuff, and
especially about the stage and the grass versus AstroTurf, and how careful they have to be,
because
you can't fuck up the grass. So they have to be really mindful of that. And the stages were already set like up in the air before they had come to all these things.
That... Oh, I saw an engineer talk.
Oh.
They were talking about the cables and the placement of it. I was like, I don't
know. Oh, yeah.
Know
so
why
when she walks,
this, but...
like it balances her out.
Yeah.
A lot goes into this. Needless to say, everybody knows that. But truly, it is kind of a marvel that they run out there, set this all up, 10 minutes to get this exactly perfect, then go out, and you cannot fuck up the turf.
No.
That's just, it's a lot. Got to get the cameras right, dancers, everything. That's a lot of pressure.
Always under pressure, Bop. I also felt like the choreography, seeing it from the choreographer Paris.
Yep.
Her showing what the moves were makes sense why Rihanna was not going all in, because that baby literally would have been shaking. Like the stuff that she was doing, like pop, I'm like, it makes sense now why she was not.
She didn't want to jiggle it around too much.
Like the one.
I do love all the memes of the baby in the belly dancing.
It's so funny.
Rude boy, everything.
It's truly so iconic.
It's so funny. And yeah, I guess I would not gyrate that hard either.
No, it all makes sense now.
It does.
And yeah.
That's why the hand flap is like one of the biggest moves.
Yes.
From the
I will say I love that Rude Boy became, I think, the highlight.
Me too. Which
of the
is
night.
All I could dream of. Like that's. Oh, a song I didn't even think would make it.
No.
And a favorite getting
a remix.
Brazilian remix and acclaim. I do love that that was one of the standouts.
Yeah. I feel like that and Diamonds people are like the most obsessed with.
Yeah. I did a roundup of the songs that got the most streams after. And it is very general public. Like it's like Umbrella, Diamonds. It got kind of interesting. People were like, oh, I'm going to look that one up, I think, a little bit for like Pour It Up.
Oh.
Because that was a shocker, so.
Anti went back in the Billboard top 10.
As it should.
Also, that producer who did the Rude Boy remix, he gained 100,000 followers on Instagram alone in 1 week because of that moment.
That's crazy. That's the power of RTing for Brazil, if I've ever heard it.
Yeah.
Wow.
But overall, I feel like it's more iconic now that we like know what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm less shook by wondering if she's pregnant and the whole all of that. I agree.
We stan. We'll listen to the album whenever it comes, which is never, but
never. Well, it's just up there with the balloons. We just got to wait for it to get shot down. Well, speaking of upcoming albums, one that might have a chance of coming out is one by Miss Legendary Gomesmerizing, who is on the cover of the Hollywood edition of Vanity Fair, the Hollywood issue, amongst many other actors. And she spoke a bit about the album, said something interesting, I thought. If I had my way, I would probably write ballads my whole life. But I want to produce music that will make people smile. The music I'm doing right now is about real things that I'm walking through. It's powerful, strong, very pop. The theme is generally freedom. Freedom from relationships, freedom from the darkness. And all I can say is thank you to whoever is bullying Selena behind the scenes to make her do more than ballads.
A year without it.
I mean, I do love The Heart Wants What It Wants. And
It Ain't Me.
It Ain't Me. Well, yes, but that has Beat and other Legendary Gomesmerizing ballads. However,
I don't think I know any.
But we need bops.
We do.
We do. We can't be all ballads.
Like, no.
No. Or just write the ballad and put it to a dance beat, which is truly the making of a great dance song.
Yeah, put out the acapella. Let us do it.
Just, yeah. Stems.
Yeah.
Selena Stems.
Selena Remix Contest.
Yeah, but good shoot and good intel on Selgo 3, 4, I don't know, because we count Selena Gomez in the scene is considered its own thing, and then Selena solo is its other.
Oh.
So she's like a Bobby when it comes to solo music.
Gotcha.
I know. Gotta get that right.
And she's still living in New York right now, right?
Probably.
Oh my God, we gotta get her to like Thai Tea this summer, get her inspired.
Oh.
Send her to Brooklyn Mirage, elsewhere.
That would be something. Imagine her. I just can't imagine her in any venue, any dance venue.
No. She'd have to go tired. Undercover.
Yeah, she is tired, but she has reason to be. So we'll see. Maybe she wants to. If you do, Selena, let us know. Well, somebody else is posing for the magazines right now. It's a big magazine week, actually. Miss Lana Del Rey decided to ask a question to the culture. How would you like it? If I named my album, wait, I need to get the full title right because I'm going to, oh God.
Do people know the reference of Question for the Culture?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
If you don't, Google exists.
Right. In an interview with Interview, conducted by Billie Eilish, by the way, it was basically a stand session.
Oh.
Billie was like, you're a legend, you're a queen. And Lana was like, yeah. The album was once called Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard Pearl Watch Me on Ring a Bell Psycho Lifeguard.
Okay.
She realized it was a bit too much, and so she reeled it in a little bit. She also, I don't know if you saw the photo floating around, Tit Out. Did you see?
I did.
That was supposed to be the album cover. She was going to have sort of a Sky Ferreira boob out album cover moment.
Oh.
And then she decided maybe not. Yeah, she made some choices with this album. I'm very excited for it. We'll talk more about it in a bit, but the photo shoot I want to revisit for Interview Magazine is a fucking slay. When she's like, it's sort of Tropico, it's sort of Ride, motorcycles, Lana in like a wedding dress, smoking. It's very
like
it's
a vintage
good.
Filter.
It's good. It's really good. So
You fucking did it.
Nadia Lee Cohen, shout out to the photographer on this one, and shout out to Billy for getting to live her stan dreams to interview her.
Well, more on Lana later. But actually, speaking of Billy, did you see like her with Adele at the Super Bowl and like they were dancing to Rihanna?
I actually did
videos, yeah.
Oh.
And then Adele, which this perfectly segues into the next segment.
Uh-huh.
Adele addressed the kind of meme of her, the video where people were like mouthing what they think Adele was saying.
At the Super Bowl. That I did see.
And they were correct. She said in the Vegas show,
yeah.
She was like, I said she was going to have some weed and be fine or something. And so everyone was correct.
I saw that
in
video.
Reading
That's
her lips.
Incredible.
But I thought it was funny that she talked about it in Vegas.
Yeah. Bobby was really feeling it if she did.
Yeah. Well, speaking of memes, why don't we have a little bit of TikTok talk? All right, gals. I had a viral tweet this week.
You sure did.
Oh my God, I had to mute this conversation because I was scared.
I don't want any pot.
No, I feel like this got over. Let me look it up. Let me pull up my profile.
I saw random check marks quote tweeting the video and I was like, oh, it's your mentions.
I'm like, it's over for me.
It is. It hits that wall where it's fun and then it's not.
Yeah.
Always.
Because you never know which way it went.
It goes into straight Twitter. It goes into like conservative Twitter and then it becomes its own thing and you're like, all right, I am removing myself from the discourse.
Then it goes into like verified blue Twitter now.
Oh, yes.
Do we want to talk about that for a minute?
Verified blue Twitter.
I
basically Andrew Tate stands or an Elon Musk stands.
The influx.
The desperateness.
The takes. The opinions.
The desperation. Yes.
Choose to spend your money however you want to spend your money. That's you.
Yeah.
Why do I have to see it?
Right. Don't make yourself a priority in my feed.
The worst takes I've ever seen, and I've seen a lot.
I've seen a lot in my day.
And it's just like following, and I'm like, I'm not following you or you or you or you. Why are these here?
Yeah.
Anyway, I tweeted a video that I found on TikTok of these Australians. They are brothers, by the way. They are not a couple. Everyone thought that they were a couple.
No.
But brothers. It is the user @Luke and Sassy Scott on TikTok.
Brothers by blood, lovers by choice.
Fighting over milk that Scott wanted in his iced coffee. And it is so fucking funny.
Truly, it's just one of those things where you just have to watch.
Yes, you just have to watch it. It's on my Twitter. And then, like, meme Instagram picked it up.
Yeah.
Because I wrote, put them on Real Friends of WeHo.
Yep.
Honestly, I've seen fights like this back in the day when I used to be, like, you know, young and go to Fire Island.
Yeah,
I've
this seen was very like this. Your stories from Fire Island.
Yeah, like, this is not, like...
No.
Anyone who's like, oh, this is so dramatic. No, it is not.
I thought this was a really good combination of your interests. Yeah. This was very much your Fire Island experiences plus your burgeoning Australian accent
yes.
put together.
Mm-hmm.
It's very true to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Later, go now. It's the best line of the whole thing. I'll go later. Later, go now. I'm locking you out.
Definitely.
I'll show you nutcase, Luca.
The most iconic sibling Australian fight since Danny versus Kylie.
Yeah. But also if you go to their TikTok, they play pranks on each other. And there's one that was really good because Lucas is the straight brother and Scott is the gay.
Okay.
So Luke went to the groomer and like collected all this dog hair and played a prank and was like, oh, I just got finished shaving your dog. And pranked. And just go watch it.
Okay.
Go on TikTok and watch it, everybody.
Lucas Scott. That is just screaming to be like a Falcon Studios porn star name.
Yeah. It's just them pranking each other and then Scott deranged screaming.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Also, Scott's build, like...
He spilled... No crying over spilled milk. Let me tell you that.
Is there anything worse than like wanting a little bit of iced coffee and there's no milk?
I hate it. Yeah. Except for me, it's cereal. And there's no milk? Yeah, I'll call
in a wine glass. That's what makes it even funnier is the wine glass.
Yes.
And then the freak out about the glass fence because the dog, the safety fence,
uh-huh.
With the little kick.
Very Megan.
Yeah. Whistling over. Later. Yes. Katie, you're going to go now. Anyway, I have more Australians to talk about later, too.
Yep, you do.
Also on TikTok. Are you watching Last of Us?
I'm not. Everyone's telling me to. I know I need to. Have you?
I have not watched. I've watched the games.
Okay. Okay. Everyone's saying to. Everyone gets mad at me.
Yeah. The second one made me cry.
Okay.
It was very dramatic.
Well, I've heard excellent things about it. HBO series.
Yeah, not sponsored.
Based on a video game. Done really well, apparently. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had to recap it a lot for work, so I like get it. But I haven't physically watched it. However, I did see the next segment coming up. People have been using the game in a creative way.
So the user Chalamet Vinyl went into the game where there is the Lumen Field in Seattle and was scoping around to see where their Renaissance Tour tickets, what the view would look like in the stadium, but in Last of Us.
It's really smart. And all the comments were like, okay, section 212.
Yeah, like telling them to like, go around and like find all the different views.
It's smart. I know.
That was like when GTA did the New York City version.
Uh-huh.
And I was working at Chelsea Piers at the time. And I would like go and take my character to Chelsea Piers. I'm like, oh my God, it looks just like this where I work.
It's smart. It's smart. It's you got to do what you got to do before the tour. That's yeah. how you get ready. Speaking of getting ready, there is a new interpretive dance on the scene for getting ready, perhaps, you know, for a night out, based on a sound we know and love.
Like sucking dick and cock.
Give it a little boost. It's been giving a little juice.
And you did it at my birthday dinner.
You've really got to see this one. Shout out to the user Pablo Otero. You know what? I'm just going to check the name. Pablo Otero. Okay. Did a full interpretive dance to the sucking dick and cock monologue by one Tati Westbrook. It's emotive. It's evocative. And it just proves that this piece of internet content is going to go the distance.
It really is, if you think about it. By sister, the video.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember where you were when that video dropped?
Sure do.
I was on Instagram when it dropped, and I saw Shane Dawson's live. Like that infamous live where he's like, put it on. Like,
she's crazy.
Yeah, she's crazy. You're lying. I was watching it on my phone. I was like, what? Yeah. I felt like, yeah.
I had friends watching it in their living rooms, mm-hmm. like watch parties.
Yeah.
This all boils down to Sugar Bear.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored.
We don't need to buy Legends Only video.
Sure. It's incredible how many layers of internet it has.
It's a movie.
It is a movie.
Like, if you really think about it, it was like James Charles promoed some like Sugar Bear hair care.
Yep. Vitamins.
Which those
instead of his
do taste good.
Well, I'm sure they do. Every yeah. gummy bear is a delicious treat.
That's true.
But
I don't know if they work, but
but I would eat a gummy bear. But over his dear friend Tati's yeah. new vitamins with no FDA regulation.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, how does it work, right? Aren't supplements not FDA regulated?
Probably not.
Yeah. Well.
There was something to it. I don't know.
Oh. Well.
Yeah. Science.
Science.
But basically, James Charles, to get free tickets to Coachella, was like, sure, I'll promo Sugar Bear hair care.
Yeah.
And then Tati was like shaking and crying, and it's like, bye, sister.
Right.
That's really what it all boils down to.
And then airing all of the grievances of everything James has done wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. At the birthday dinner.
Right.
I've seen worse happen at a birthday dinner, I feel.
Oh, I've seen plenty at a birthday dinner. Yeah. I've seen too much at a birthday dinner.
What a time.
Tati herself explained, vitamins are not regulated by the FDA, and therefore there's no way to get a stamp of approval.
Oh.
It's a free-for-all. That's what freaks me out about it.
Yeah.
You can just put whatever in a vitamin. Anyway, that's a different...
I trust the girls at my health food shop, though.
Yeah, well, you've got to go.
I'm still here.
You have to have a good girl at a health food shop.
Yeah.
You do.
That one time I had that ear infection, and yeah. she gave me those drops, one day, gone. It's like, wow.
Done.
Yeah, not sponsored.
I
but.
Believe. Well, you would love a friend.
The new Legends Only garlic eardrops, or I forget what it was. It was some weird fucking shit. That
honestly, let's do it.
It was like neon too. I was like,
when I promote Michaela's eardrops instead of yours, and you go off on me in a 45-minute rant.
Michaela, are you fucking kidding me?
And you did it at the Ritz.
Bradley, are you fucking serious?
Oh, my Lord. Well.
Wow. I want to have, like, a product that is, like, Lucky Charms, but they're, like, little unsold bionic copies of marshmallows. You
honestly,
know what I
mean? Like, Bionicos would be fucking a sleigh.
Not Bionicos.
The lips.
Wait,
it would be lips,
oh my God.
CDs.
Christina Aguilera is sitting there right now with
her
notepad.
Oh, my God. Anal bead mic stands.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
There's a concept.
I would eat that.
Absolutely. The vagina hearts.
Yes.
The glowing vagina hearts. Oh my God. What else bionic? Milk. Well, the milk from Not Myself Tonight.
That can be the cover is her with
yeah.
the
Oh my
the
God.
Spoon.
She's eating bionicos.
Mm. Yep.
That's a concept.
I'm just like eating it. All of a sudden there's like a wad of gum. And you're like, oh, that's. If you get it, you get it.
God. I would love that. We're going to be talking about her in a little bit.
Yes.
Because some people can't keep her name out of their mouth.
Nope, because they're busy selling. We'll get there, though. Well, speaking of dances, finally on the TikTok talk, there is one. And I feel like you will appreciate this because your fave, DeCesso fam,
Yes.
Who is literally a gay icon.
Yes.
She's on a cruise right now. I want to go on this cruise with her.
She is truly killing it. And her taste in music is killing me.
Well, yeah. Did you see her dancing to Christina the other day? Your body with the dress?
It's like she knows.
Adopt me. Just says so, fam. I don't want to go to Florida, though. She is in Florida, right?
Yeah, I think she's in Florida.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, yes, no I comment. Have seen.
Sorry to anyone that lives in Florida.
I do know who you're about to talk about.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
There is a user, Sonia Mara 116, who has taken over my FYP. She does the same exact dance to the same exact song pretty much every single day.
Yeah.
And then everyone is making edits of her, and it brings me so much joy in ways that I don't have words for.
I love it.
She is so excited, and she's so happy.
And she just eats up the girls. Like, she's eating up Charlie, Addison.
Eating
it's
them up.
It's just like, I'm so sorry.
And the outfits are matching.
They are matching.
Tits out.
Yep.
It just radiates joy, and I appreciate that.
I love it.
Because I don't know, like, has your TikTok FYP been, like, doomsday?
No.
Oh.
Something's taken a turn for the worst for you.
Oh.
No, mine has been normal chaos.
Oh. Mine has... Well, I probably shouldn't share this. Jesus. Okay, so, like, mine has been all doomsday about, like, everything, about the climate and everything.
Yeah.
Whatever. Mm. So the other day, I went on a walk because I was, like, convinced... TikTok had me convinced that the storm that's incoming is going to be all acid rain.
Okay, yep.
So I was like, I want to go to Central Park and see Flaco the owl before the acid rain kills him.
Yep. It's reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe I just admitted that.
Oh, well, trust me. I've got family concerned about bottled water for the next 6 months. So don't worry. There's plenty of people who are concerned about the water.
Yes. I care about the planet.
A brave stance to take in these times, but yes.
Also, Flaco the Owl or Flaco. I think it's
Flaco is serving.
He's so cute.
Who?
Literally, it was you. Who? He's so cute.
He is really
cute. He honestly had more fans out there than some of our faves did. Like,
I literally
was like Bionic Tortillas right now.
Drop an album, Flaco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I went to go see him the other day in Central Park and he was just chilling up in the tree, hooting away and
hooting it up.
The bird watchers were talking my ear off. Let me tell you.
They knew.
I learned so many things that day that I... Like, if you guys think I'm insane, go stand... Yeah, they do. I am. Go stand in a gaggle
to a bird watcher.
Of bird watchers. You will learn so much.
We knew from Home Alone, the pigeon lady. Like...
It's not me.
It's well...
Yeah. No, this guy was like, he was kind of cute, actually. I think that's why I let him talk to me.
Okay, well, that makes more sense.
Yeah, he's like telling me how Flaco was
you
like.
You didn't hear a word about it. You were just like,
No, honestly, like I heard a little bit. But he was like telling me how Flaco was in the zoo for like 13 years or something. And he was brought there when he was 1 year old. And I was like, okay, whatever. And he's like, could you imagine 13 years of your life, you're in this cage and in this environment, and then all of a sudden you have freedom and you have to learn about all the species that are around you? And I was like, yeah. Like, he's talking about like all the natural birds and then how he has to learn about the migration patterns of this bird. And I was just like,
so what are you doing later?
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I was just like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
He was very excited. He had his little binoculars.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh.
You were definitely all in.
Yeah. Wow. And then I hobbled my ass home. And I busted fucking knees and foot.
Did you at least exchange information?
No.
What if he had like a bird watching account?
I don't know. I follow them on Twitter. There's like the bird watcher account.
Oh, you're already getting in with them. You'll be fine. You'll find him again.
I'm not a bird watcher, by the way. People think that I'm a bird watcher. I'm
well,
not.
Well, what makes you not?
Because I'm not. I don't really care.
So it's the intention? Because you go every week.
No, it's a form of active meditation. It's, you know, you're learning about the planet and nature. And
so like.
It's about
next
being
time
present.
You need to go up to that bird and be like, for the record, I'm not here for you specifically.
Yeah. It's about being present.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's the difference between a bird watcher and an active meditator in the park. That's fair.
I would rather spend time with animals than people.
Oh, well, obviously, hands down.
Yeah.
Easily.
So.
Very healing.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out to Flacco.
Shout out to Flacco.
The owl.
Honestly, a legend.
That's what Selena Gomez's song about freedom is going to be inspired
That's
by.
That's true. That yeah. is true. Flacco's revival.
Literally. I did love, shout out to Andrea, icon.
Uh-huh.
Her joke in the Discord where she said the employees at Joanne's are going to have to be on high alert. Fucking sent me. It's true, though, because they were
yeah.
they gave up on trying to capture him.
No, it's over for them. If they go on a smoke break, it's
literally,
over.
They're right there, too. They're yeah. right by Central Park.
It's Joanne's is under high alert.
Yeah.
She made some points.
Girls are going to have to call an Uber after work. Be on the lookout.
This is their ghost face. Who's on the phone?
It's so stupid. Oh, my God. Oh.
Rat!
Oh, my God.
They could steal that concept.
Who? The rats at Joanne's?
I don't know. Central Park. The Conservancy or whatever it's called.
Okay. I'd like to see them try.
Where were we?
Well, we were about to get into the new music of the week, but before we do...
Oh, yes. Before we do, did you know that we have a Patreon if you would like to support this... over at patreon.com/legendsonly, where you can listen to an after show every week after the show, support us directly, and join our Discord community.
And if you haven't yet, please, if you enjoy this podcast, give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcast. We really appreciate it algorithmically.
And it's free.
It's free to do and an easy way to support us.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now on to the bops and bangers of the week. We've got a 7-minute opus. You know, in an age of 1-minute ringtone pop, I can always rely on Lana to give me an audiobook. And I'm grateful. Lana is here not only with an interview spread, but a new song called A&W, which stands for American Whore Prostitution Always... Porsche, to be honest.
Piece of shit, homewrecker, coke whore every day.
It's basically this song. This is waking the girls up. This is a very unexpected song for her. It drops a beat about 5 minutes in and turns into its own song. The lyrics are quite provocative, intriguing, personal, about being an American whore, coming into adulthood, and becoming like a sex addict. Obviously, this is a song I really appreciate. And, then, yeah, there's like an interpolation of shimmy, shimmy, cocoa bop. She says, Jimmy, Jimmy, cocoa puff. Jimmy, get me high. And my favorite line, your mom called. I told her, you're fucking up big time.
She's a lyricist.
She is a lyricist. It's Tumblr paradise. I feel like we're getting right back to a really good Lana era right now. Done with Jack Antonoff. He said it's his favorite that he did ever with her.
Wow.
And yeah, Jimmy Jimmy Cocoa Puff. I love this song. I'm really into this sort of massive attacky, trippy sort of sound that she goes at the end. I'm just grateful for any sort of beat with her. So it's very interesting, unexpected. I'm ready for this record.
When is the record dropping?
I believe it's next month. I have to double check.
Starting.
She is starting very soon. Did you know that there's a tunnel under Ocean Boulevard March 24th?
Oh, okay. So a month away.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice thing with Lana. If you're craving a new album, there's one every 3 months. So this
yeah.
one's coming soon. It's been done for a while, but she had quite the leak, which we talked about. Bunch of stuff stolen out of her car and demos leaked. I mean, she has hundreds of songs leaked all the time. It's just the latest setback. But we're here now. And we have a new record out that I think is going to be a standout of the year, or at least is an early favorite. The girls love this on Discord. It's Miss Caroline Polachek, Desire, I Want to Turn Into You. Now, we've been, Bunny is a rider, and we have been riding with Bunny for almost a year, I think. And a couple other songs have come out since as well. Welcome to My Island and the Charlie XCX remix of that. a standout, but the whole album is here, and I think it's fantastic. She is the daughter of Imogen Heap, Bjork, Dido.
It's so Imogen.
It's so Imogen to the point where I'm like, does Imogen like this? But she is a fan, confirmed. There are definitely some songs that are like, you are a student of Heap.
Yeah. I like Smoke.
Yeah.
I feel like that one's very Imogen.
Yeah. I really love I Believe, and I love the song with Grimes and Dido, which is a crazy pairing. I believe Pink Panthers was supposed to be on it. Something to do with that. Yeah, I'm really into this record. It's a very spring-sounding album, I feel like, to me. It's good timing, sort of joyful, really creative. I feel like it's not any one thing, but it is reminiscent. Especially like I Believe reminds me of some Max Martin power chords in the chorus in the way that Rina Sawayama does that. So I feel like we're just getting to this era where, like, as Automatic Princess pointed out in the Discord, we're getting this revival of our faves in our music now where I'm like, yeah, they grew up with our music. They're our age. I can hear that.
It's true. Like, it's coming back full circle.
Sure is. Everything does. We also want to give another shout out to the Discord.
We do.
There was a bit of a incident.
Caroline.
Caroline, are you a friend of the pod or an enemy?
Yeah, so shout out to another icon, Minos, who met Caroline at a meet and greet in London.
Did. Yes.
And she stole.
Stole.
Literally stole his Togepi ceramic art.
Yes, he had no intention of giving it to Caroline. No. He just wanted to show it to her. And she casually took it and said, thank you.
Literally, like the ASMR girl. Thank you.
Thank you, fan. And now she has his Togepi art, which is a bit iconic.
It is kind of iconic. I mean, I understand how she could think it.
If you come to, yeah, if you go to a meet and greet with anything, I feel like it feels like it's a gift.
Yeah.
He wanted her to pose with it, I believe.
Right.
Yeah, but she did.
Get a good lawyer.
Caroline.
You're on notice, Caroline, frankly. I don't care how good your album is. We need to give back that artwork.
I just want to know if she still has it.
Yeah, I do need to know that.
Because this was giving, like, I always think about the Troye Sivan moment. Do you remember when he got the flowers?
He and could then, buy his own flowers and shove them in the trash.
The paparazzi caught him throwing the bouquet of flowers into a garbage can.
That was a rough one.
And the stand that gave him the flowers was like, oh my God, those were my... It was like a whole thing.
It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
We'll accept this if it makes an appearance in a video or on tour.
Mm-hmm. Or on like Instagram or something.
Yes. Yes. It should be in the background
Togepi
of a live.
Is Togepi safe?
Is Togepi safe? Is Togepi in a room with Grimes, Dido, and Caroline? Because that's kind of iconic. So we'll be watching.
Is she a Pokemon stan?
I'm not sure. She likes to... She has erratic videos, I would say. She likes ducks.
Oh.
There was some funny video of her with a duck. Am I being insane? Oh, it's geese.
Is that her screaming or is that a goose?
That's her.
Oh.
Find the note. Find the note.
Find the goose.
Like, I think she needs to go to jail.
She may. She may.
Grand larceny. Oh, wait. Is that what it's called, right?
What, I don't know. If a Pokemon is involved, is that still what it is?
I don't know.
Well, you'll be see you at.
Oh, I hear sirens.
Sirens, literally
sirens
right now.
In the distance, there they are. Get her.
Good luck, Caroline. We've also got another. We actually have a whole album out.
Yeah.
Which
there was
a
lot this week.
Very surprising that this album just dropped out of thin air since she never comes
down. She literally
down from
trust
air.
Falls out of the sky, this whole album.
Sure did. Pink, who apparently has been putting out albums since 2012. This is news to me a little bit.
Oh. I mean, you know, you spelled.
Somebody posted all the album art, and I was like, are those two fan-made?
Yeah.
But yes, no, there's a new Pink album. It's called Trust Fall, named after the,
bop,
I will say, incredible song with Fred again, which was a bit of a once-off situation. Nothing else sounds like Trust Fall on this album.
No, it does not.
But yeah, this is the first Pink album in a long time where there's some, I'm okay. Yeah.
I'm still digging into it.
I'm still digging in. I appreciate the emotional opener when I get there. I do think the sequencing is bizarre, though.
Yeah, that was a little, like, that was very the true,
Yeah,
like,
right from the get-go. Jump.
And I was like, I
a little bit think that the sequencing is insane, but that's fine.
That's a closer track.
Yeah. I would probably just start with, even though I don't like it, Never Gonna Not Dance Again, like something like that.
Where yeah.
Like, yeah.
Or I like Trust Fall.
Yeah. I liked Runaway, and I really liked Hate Me because that reminds me of like Try This Era Pink. There's not enough slut shaming on this album, though. It wouldn't be a Pink album without Stupid Girl.
She's a grown woman now. She's a mother.
I don't think she's over a lot of things that we're about to talk about, to be honest.
I think she is.
There was Hooker. There was like Walk of Shame, right? There was like Slut Girls. Like You or something.
Yeah.
She loves to slut shame her way through a song. She does. She also, as much as she loves to be in the air.
Yeah.
And she's done plenty of press in this past week, like a blitz of album interviews, and they're all like, so you're up in the air, huh? She's just like, yeah, I want to be a daredevil and go for it. And it's like, okay,
it's her thing. Well, speaking of being in the air,
yeah,
I do love the song Turbulence.
Oh right,
which is by Hillary's husband.
Let's Matt talk about the husband. She can't roll over in bed and record Turbulence, but I guess Pink can come over and do
imagine
it.
Imagine if Hillary did Turbulence.
It's a different story. That would be something. But no. I'm not a stan. I had some moments in the O's with her, for sure. Try This, Don't Let Me Get Me, like that. Yeah. I did famously walk out the doors to get this party started at my bar mitzvah.
I'm Not Dead. From 2006.
Also great.
Is underrated.
You in Your Hand and the Forever Veronica's drama of that era.
Mm-hmm.
There are pops in Pink's discography and ballads. Sober, it follows the rule. Every song called Sober is incredible. It's just a rule. I'm sorry. And she has some moments. I will not deny that. Yeah, that it did just kind of plop out of the sky.
It did. It trust fell.
It,
right?
It fell.
Out.
It did. I hope somebody's hands were out there.
There were ears.
Yeah. Well, at the same time, as I said, she's doing a lot of press. She was also asked to rank her songs in an interview with BuzzFeed UK, and she discussed the making of the Lady Marmalade music video, where she said it wasn't very fun to make. There were a lot of personalities on set and a lot of fuss. However, Kim and Maya were nice.
Oh.
It's been 22 years.
Yeah.
And we are once again dragging her in by her hair.
Literally.
We're very well aware of the Christina Pink feud.
This feels like a tired question, kind of.
It's tired.
I do want to shout out a tweet that sent me.
Okay.
It is a quote retweet by Nolan, who is at Anxious Deluxe.
Oh, Nolan, yes.
On Twitter. Mm-hmm. Another one of the top funniest accounts.
Yes.
Up there.
Absolutely.
Very funny.
An intelligent tweeter.
Yes.
Yes.
So he quote retweeted the clip from Pop Bass and said, they are both 89 years old at this point. Let it go, trapeze. I don't know why this made me laugh so
much. Pink trapeze is kind of...
The let it go trapeze was just like so... Phantom.
In another world, if it were more viewed, like Let It Go trapeze could go viral.
Yes.
I
really want to try the Chelsea Piers trapezing.
I'm sure Pink will meet you there.
Yeah.
I find it weird also because she's even mentioned this. There is a duet that they did that is unreleased. Like
Liberation Era, right?
Like Liberation Era or so.
And they talked about this like on Watch Happens
Separately,
Live.
Separately, they've talked about it. And so it is a little weird to like rehash it, but I know that also what happened on the set.
Yeah,
so I suppose.
I feel like she was just telling it like it was.
Yeah.
Which we all know.
But
no one is...
Guess whose part every gay reaches for the microphone for at karaoke? It's Christina's.
Yeah,
so
you
let's
know you spilled.
Let's get it started.
Yeah.
She's starting. You know, I think sometimes it's great to have a diva in pop music, so I'm not mad.
Oh,
I'm
agree.
Not dead either.
And, like, no one is denying that this happened.
Oh, no.
Like, but anyway, yeah, Pink, she responded to the, you know, the stans coming for her and said, I'm not shading someone by telling it over and over and over what actually happened. I'm 0% interested in your fucking drama. If you haven't noticed, I'm a little busy selling, which was kind of funny because, like... Anyway.
That's actually devastating.
Yeah, and then she followed up with that because I think she ran out of characters and said, and by selling, I mean tickets and albums and bake sales and shit. Also, I kissed Xtina's mouth. I don't need to kiss her ass. Which, did that mean they made... What does that
mean?
Did
she?
Did they make... I feel like she's... I don't remember that.
I don't think I do either. All I know... The girls always talked about kissing each other in the club.
Yeah.
Like, Brittany said that Christina came up and kissed her on the mouth once at a club or something.
I believe it.
I believe it. I'm pretty sure Christina made out with everybody.
We've done worse.
Oh, absolutely. I'm very certain this occurred.
Yeah, and I also believe that the story of Christina swinging on Pink.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, 1,000%.
I think that was a daily occurrence.
Yeah.
I hope it was.
She saw that blow-up doll that Pink brought out and tried to swing on her. I believe it.
I believe it.
They're frankly, past this.
Well, I wish days were like that again.
Yeah.
But they're not.
We used to like throw down on Twitter fights back in 2012.
Yeah. Rowdy. Scrappy.
Yeah, we're over it now.
Yeah. Grown.
Sloppy. Boring.
Bored now. Well, yeah. Well, we'll see if anything else comes of this. Who knows?
I don't think so.
Can you imagine a response? I would die.
I hope she drops the duet.
Honestly, yes.
That would
they
be
could
a slay.
Just play that up.
Yeah.
Well,
Christina was busy performing at the Super Bowl at the, what was it called?
God, the pregame or whatever.
It was something like
the NFL welcome party or
like complimentary
the
of
legends.
The accounts of, yeah.
Yeah. She looked phenomenal.
Yeah.
The, obviously the football themed dancers and her outfit, a fucking slay. She truly could carry a halftime show. Like that would be
she
incredible.
Could. The photo of her on the phone at dinner was so funny.
She looks good.
Yeah.
She looks good. Well, we have also got a highly anticipated song that finally dropped.
Slay!
And I do believe it'll be number one for 50 fucking weeks.
I don't know.
No, I don't.
Oh, sorry.
I do think it's a cute bop, though.
It is. It's a nice era starter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say more than anything, I'm really excited by the visual. I'm really excited by her coming into this new era. We, of course, are talking about none other than Bebe Rexha, Albanian sensation, who is here with her song, Heart Wants What It Wants, kicking Selena Gomez off the Heart Wants What It Wants curb once and for all with Farrah
my
Fawcett
head,
hair.
My heart, yes. It wants what it wants.
Making it clear, she is here with Farrah Fawcett hair, 70s imagery.
Tits out.
Tits out, out, out.
You see her at that Evita party?
Oh, yes.
The pink with the...
We had...
It was very... The way that those straps were going... If I'm a fashion designer here.
Yes, yes.
Was very Christina scarf tits
yes.
vibe.
We had reporters on the ground, by the way, at Evita, who told us exclusively she was down for whatever. She partied with everyone in the crowd.
Yep.
Was up for anything backstage, you know, as far as like going out on stage, and was like the sweetest, kindest person. Posed for pictures for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Our inside exclusive.
Inside exclusive. Complicit.
No, it
paid
is
off
true.
Tea.
I heard from multiple people.
Like, yeah. And then the video footage kind of says it all.
Yeah.
And we love that. She gets it. She gets the gaze. And we are grateful for Bebe. And we're grateful for this song, which has just the slightest whiff of like maybe a little bit of a Fleetwood 70s-ish energy at the very beginning a little bit. And a little disco-y. It's just, it's reminiscent vaguely a little 70s, but has the modern trappings of a bop. And the video is a little interesting homage since I know Bebe gets it. The leotard moment, clearly Madonna.
Right? It
definitely.
Was Madonna hung up. Okay.
Yeah. I think that was definitely intentional.
It was like Madonna hung up meets Telepathy by Christina Aguilera meets
right.
Brady Bunch.
Completely.
Yeah.
Meets at the end, we had Britney Toxic diamond suit with a little like, I guess a Diana Ross kind of flair. A little,
it needed more of that. That
the
was
Baba
too
Voom.
Short.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot of the leotard. Right.
Yeah.
I'm into this new visual for her.
I think it's a good era starter.
Agreed.
It's no I'm good blue.
Right.
But
what is?
It's no Sacrifice.
Right.
But it bops.
It does bop. I think it could do well on TikTok, which is a compliment. I think like the chorus could do just fine.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah. We'll see. But in any case, I'm very glad that there's a bop. You know, our Albanian bangers are stacking up with the Rita song, BB, Ava's album. They're all doing just fine.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Excited for the era to come.
Do we have an album date for Biebs yet?
I don't think we do. Just no. Rita Ora staring at her lovingly at her album showcase.
Row 3. Well, no, it is coming next week.
What?
Well, we're going back to Australia, gals.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm going to say this right now before you all drag me at the end of December when this winds up being my second or third most played of the year. I'm just going to say it now.
Okay.
There is a new song by Dom Dolla and MK called Rhyme Dust that is finally dropping on the 24th.
Oh, yes. The teases.
I feel like it's going to be up there for me. Top 10 vibes.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a house banger.
Incoming. Yes. And he's so hot.
Importantly.
Yeah.
I'm ready for
it.
But
he has a really good Kylie Minogue remix.
Yeah.
I think I sent you.
Yep.
And he has a Nelly Furtado remix that he plays.
I mean, that's all you need.
And they were just in the studio again recently. So I feel like Nelly Furtado is up to something as well.
Definitely. I feel like SG was being evasive in our interview. So I feel like there's something there.
I think because it's Valentine's Day and he posted something that was like, mm-hmm. who wants to be my Valentine's Day date?
Yep.
And then she duetted and was like, me? And they were in a studio.
Definitely. She's working with dance artists.
Oh, my God.
That seems to be the case.
I'm
if she's
ready.
Trading music notes with SG and in a studio with Dom Dolla, like she's making a dance record.
This is going to be a fucking slay.
I truly think so.
Say It Right is one of the greatest songs of all time. That is a fact.
Say It Right.
Yeah, I'll say it again.
Say it again.
Say it multiple times.
And it is incredible and undeniable that a bulk of Loose, the album, has made its way onto TikTok, revitalized with different remixes, different memes. It's a lot
sped
of that
up
album.
Versions.
A lot of it in a lot of different ways, like really recurring. So
Loose, one of the greatest albums of all time.
Loose, yeah.
It gets looser.
Loose too. It gets looser. Well, it does.
Well, for some of us in this room. Well.
Oh, well. Oh,
but yeah. So this is coming next week, but was also interesting about this. He did a story time about Rhyme Dust, about how he dropped it to get feelers out, kind of like how BB AB tests like songs.
Yeah.
And it went viral before it was done.
I've noticed every artist tries that. Not everyone succeeds. They say, I wrote this when I broke up with my man and this is a taste of it. And sometimes that goes viral.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're called an industry plant. Sometimes it flops.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes the people connect to the song.
Yeah. So. This one went crazy viral and they had to get something cleared. There's a sample in it.
Okay.
And so that's why it got delayed.
We don't know what the sample is yet.
He said, I forget.
Oh, okay. It's not like a very obvious like pop hit?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to wait and see and hear that
mm-hmm.
from Mr. Dom Dolla. And speaking of dolls.
She's starting.
She's starting.
You ungrateful little bitch.
The bitch is now fan-demanded version incoming.
Yeah. Did you see they posted? They said, see me again.
Uh-huh.
She's back, you guys.
She's back. A fan-demanded version is coming.
Yeah. M3GAN fan-demanded Pride Edition version.
Pride Edition.
Remix 2005. What else is like an embarrassing song title that people have done?
Oh, yeah. By demand.
By demand. Fan demanded version. Demand. Pride edition. Pride version. Remix 2005. We stan.
We stan.
But yeah, not sponsored. M3GAN is back next Friday.
And what will she be doing?
She will be uncut. Wait. The movie. Oh my God.
Well, I know quite a few people are excited about that.
Jesus.
The flavor.
The extended.
The M3GAN movie is being released unrated.
Yep.
Is what I was going for. Next Friday, not sponsored, but we should be. Megan, if you would like to be on the pod, call us up.
Please call us up.
We could talk about Queens of Pop.
Honestly, you could just call us through whichever device is in T. Kyle's apartment because you could just worm your way in.
Yeah. And so they're saying it's going to be gorier.
Yeah, that's what they were.
Yeah, the concept for like unrated is there's no ratings, so they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
I feel like I would watch this. It's going to be on Peacock too, not sponsored either.
Yeah.
You could watch Girls Trip 2 and M3GAN unrated.
Very similar plot lines,
yeah,
surprisingly. Yeah. Well, we're excited to see it. We're excited to hear it. There are things coming around the bend, and we cannot wait. It's a lot in a week.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Too much.
I'm tired.
Also, Calvin Harris is teasing Ellie Goulding.
Yes. He put her in a church.
Yeah. He's only teased the vocal.
I know.
Not a single unce yet.
I only expect good things. They kind of never fail together.
I think it's going to be trance.
Ooh.
I feel like it sounds like it could be Ian Van Dahl inspired, like that very ethereal, big reverb, beautiful with a trance beat.
I would live.
That's what I'm hoping for.
I hope so too.
Yeah. And that combination of like the ethereal, holy with like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, you know?
Yeah, I think that was the Twilight Zone, the dance song. Well, we'll have to wait and see, but what an action-packed week we've had. We hope everybody at home has been having a fantastic week, a fantastic long holiday weekend if you had it. That's why we were delayed.
Yeah. Or just another Monday. Well, until next week, girls, you can head on over to the after show. We'll be talking about things after the show. It's a concept there.
Until then.
We will.
See you.
CERN. I've gotten so good at it.
You really have.
It's literally because I've been watching this YouTuber that is from Australia.
Hot.
Yeah. It's so hot. So hot.
It is Australian summer. Ugh. No, they're having summer.
Oh my God. Alex McCord.
Mm-hmm.
Girls Trip 4.
You're in Brooklyn. I'm in Australia.
Anyway. Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Enjoy Pride down there.
Oh.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.